Morning, everybody. It is Friday, September 26th. Welcome to the Inside Edge. Yesterday was an extraordinary day in New Jersey politics. It started with an Emerson College poll that showed the race for governor tied at 43% for Mikey Sherrill and 43% for Jack Cittarelli. And the poll wasn't the only bombshell of the day, not by a long shot. The Globe reported on Thursday that the Naval Academy wouldn't allow Sherrill to walk with her class at the 1994 commencement. That was a punishment connected to an Annapolis cheating scandal that implicated about 130 midshipmen that year. There's no proof. There's no evidence that she cheated, but she admits that she knew that others did and said nothing. And that's a violation of the honor code. And her answer this week didn't match what the answer from her campaign was in 2018. Serving in the military as a Navy helicopter pilot, that's the core of Sherrill's biography. And it's what sold voters on her as a congressional candidate in the first place, as a candidate for governor. We are in a close race, and we'll see if Cittarelli puts any real money behind this message. We'll see if Sherrill decides to combat it. But no matter what we're looking at right now, we are at this moment looking at a close race in the race to succeed Phil Murphy. And there's a lot more. CBS News reported that the National Archives improperly sent an unredacted copy of Sherrill's military record. That was in response to a public records request from a Cittarelli ally. And that's unacceptable for the National Archives to give out that kind of information. But what happened next was really interesting. Democrats in New Jersey and Washington rallied around Sherrill. There were statements from Phil Murphy and Hakeem Jeffries, from Cory Booker and Andy Kim. There were calls for an investigation into the records request from the entire New Jersey Democratic congressional delegation. And Sherrill's strategy is smart. She wants to keep eyes on the Trump administration and away from the events in Annapolis. But here's the thing. These questions are not going away. Only Mikey Sherrill can authorize the release of her private sealed records, the ones not in the publicly available files, the ones that will tell you what the NCIS investigation found as it relates to the Democratic candidate for governor. Her campaign said no, and that's her right. But when you run on transparency and you declare that you're the most transparent governor's race the state's ever seen, it's a fair request to ask. And if there's nothing to see there, then there's nothing to see there. But if not, the voters are going to fill in the blanks. That's all I have for today, everybody. That's a wrap for this week. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back.